Thank you for sharing time with us this Sunday morning. And I'd ask you to turn to the book of John, chapter 10, and the book of Psalm, chapter 23. And as you're turning there, let me read for you, for your hearing, some encouraging verses from the book of Psalms. And it says in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. From the book of Psalms, chapter 27, and verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Again, Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Psalm 18, verse 30. If you have the book of John, chapter 10, we'll begin reading at verse 1. It says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep shall hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your love and blessings. We thank you for the opportunity this morning to look into your word. Lord, may it be a blessing and an encouragement to us. And we thank you, Lord, for the shepherd that guides. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Well, if we were at church, it would be at this time that we would shake hands, but not. We'll just get into this parable that was given by the Lord Jesus to his disciples and his many followers. If his words were true then, they are still true today. We should read and follow his teachings. Jesus said, He that entereth, it is born within us to go to heaven upon death. All religions have a dream of a better place after death. But Jesus will tell us that there is only one door that leads into life everlasting, that is, into heaven. And he is that door. People of Jesus' day understood the significance of a shepherd being a door. Now, in your mind's eye, see a sheepfold. It was usually either a cave, or it would be a group, a fence like, with rocks built up as protection, and there would be one entrance. And the shepherd guarded the entrance. And at night he slept in the doorway, literally becoming the door. Jesus would say in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. But here in chapter 10 and verse 1, Jesus says, he that entereth not by the door and climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. When Noah built the ark, there was but one door. When the rains fell and the waters began to rise, many, I'm sure, ran to the ark and pounded upon it, desiring to get in. But they could not, for the Lord had shut the door. They may have pounded, hoping to break into the ark another way, but they could not get in. The door had been shut. In verse 3, it says, and the sheep hear his voice. You know, the Bible tells us to be still. To be still and listen to the voice of the Lord. Through the Word of God, as we read, as we are moved through our prayer time, we need to listen to the directions of our Lord. He calleth his own sheep by name. Do you know Christ as your Savior? When he speaks, do you know his voice? Verse 4 says, the sheep follow him. You know, in this day and age, we have many who are trying to direct us, who are trying to say, this is the way to go. But let us never forget that Jesus Christ is indeed the way, the truth, and the life. If you would, you were asked to turn to Psalm 23 at the beginning, and it says here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When he sat in the door of the sheepfold, he had his rod and his staff to protect against any wild animal that would try to enter. Verse 5 says, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We find that he leadeth, and he leads in the paths of righteousness. And it's very important that we study the Word of God, that we read it and know what it has to say. Again, in our text in the book of John chapter 10, verse 5 says, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee. We are told to flee from youthful lusts. We are told to flee from the love of money. We are to flee from those who would call us from the sidelines and say, come this way. But we are to follow the Lord. We are to walk after him. He is, after all, the shepherd. And the shepherd knows what's best for the sheep. And we need to be willing to do this. Verse 7 says, I am the door of the sheep. Not that he is a way, but he is the way. He is the door that leads to everlasting life. There are many counterfeits. Many of them may look pretty, and maybe they paint a pretty picture. But the serpent, our adversary, the enemy, is the artist that counterfeits those doors that will lead us in the wrong direction. Revelation 12:9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. just as the serpent deceived Eve, he continues to deceive today. May I say, he is an expert at deceiving us. There are counterfeit religions, there are counterfeit directions, and we must be careful lest we spend our whole life walking down the wrong trail, a trail that will lead into the pits of hell. Verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. May I quickly say here that religion will not save. May I say that good works will not save. That Jesus is the only way of salvation. That we must come to him asking for forgiveness. We must come to him asking for salvation. In verse 10, verse 8, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That is Satan's desire, is to destroy. That is his desire, is to steal our joy, our peace, our comfort. His desire is to kill anything that is good. In the book of Matthew chapter 13, let me read to you two verses, verses 18 and 19. And it says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. We find that he does not want, that being Satan, doesn't want us to even to listen to the word of the Lord. He doesn't want us to read the word of God. Back in John chapter 10, B, it says, I am come that one might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. To have life. Today we live in this flesh. Someday we will live eternally with the Lord if we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And he will give us life that is abundant. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He was willing to die for us. We'll read again that he gives his life, and no man taketh it from him. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. On one occasion, he said, I am the light. On another occasion, he said, I am the door. He said he was the bread of life. He says, I am the bread of the water of life. He is all that we need for our spiritual walk. And then let us read some verses that we haven't read as of yet, verses 15 through 18. Here in the book of John chapter 10. And he says, as the Father knoweth me. See, God the Father knows Jesus Christ because he is God and that he is the Son of God. We find the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. See, if there was another way to get into heaven, Jesus would not needed to have died. But he is the only way, and thus he died for us. Verse 16 says, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. And other sheep, may I say this, the Gentiles, we that live today, he died for all of us. Not only for those that were listening to him at that point in time, but for all of us at this point in time, that he loves us and he died for us. If you would, the book of 1 Peter, if you'd like to turn there, you can, or I'll just read it for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll read very familiar words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. 1 Peter 1, 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But with the precious blood of Christ, we are redeemed through his precious blood. He ransomed us. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, that even before the world was created, it was known by God that he would have to die for us. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, if you would please. Jesus said, "No man taketh it from me, taketh my life, but I lay it down of myself." There was a need, and that need was our sin. That need was that we would die and go to hell without redemption. And he was willing to pay the price. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. "And you hath he quickened," or made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Our enemy, the great deceiver, is the one that has made it in such a way that we walk according to his ways, because he makes it look so nice and pleasing. Verse 3, "among whom also we all had our conversation," or lifestyle, "in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness through us," or toward us, "through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works," the Bible says, "lest any man should boast." In conclusion, and one of the interesting things of speaking by this way is that I don't know if you've already concluded and walked away. But hopefully you've lasted through the whole thing. But in conclusion, we find in John chapter 10, verse 9, it says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." The book of 1 Corinthians talks about that priceless, unspeakable gift. And that gift is eternal life that we can have through Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." You know, we find the Bible tells us that we're to follow him, that he is to be our guide. And he will lead us in the paths of righteousness. I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if not, you can even today ask him to come and be your Lord, be your Savior. If you need any help in doing such a thing, please give us a call. We'd be glad to tell you how you can do this. And as you probably know, my phone number is 586-718-4246. Shall we close in a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the gospel message. Thank you for those who are willing to tune in and to listen. And Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would move through the reading of his word. And Lord, we just ask that it would bless. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And again, with thanksgiving, amen.